Over the weekend, Shannon Sharp got his rocks off with the Grizzlies. What? I don't watch basketball, so what's the Grizzlies? They're the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, Phoenix.
The Grizzlies
Suns.
Were playing the Lakers, though. Shannon Sharp is a dick rider for LeBron James, right? He's LeBron's boy. I apologize. I'm going to bleep that out.
I'm sure he follows base. I'm sure because he's the most popular, right? Like, Shannon Sharp's on his own show, right? Like, him and he's always talking. He's got his own stuff where he talks about sports.
Yeah, it's called Undisputed or something like that, I believe. Yeah.
Him and Skip.
Skip Bailey.
Yeah, they get into it, man.
So
it's nothing new that he, like, freaks out, probably, right?
Yeah,
I'm surprised he hasn't punched Skip Bailey in the face yet, like, on set. But it's all for show, too, then. Now this is, like, probably more real, right?
Oh, I would imagine so. I want to watch this and see if I want to watch his reaction to this. Let's see.
I mean, he's no spring chicken anymore either, though. He's an older dude, but he looks like he's still in good shape, man.
He's freaking jacked up.
He's staying.
Let's play this.
Because after the buzzer sounded, there was a little bit of an incident here courtside at the Crypto.com arena. Dylan Brooks was having words with Shannon Sharp.
He's
Hall of Famer and broadcast.
I like that shirt he's wearing.
What's Jason Momoa coming over
dude,
for?
That's exactly what I thought. When then the dude first walked over, I was like, oh, Jason. He's even looked like he... Well, no, I don't think Jason's got
Shannon
tats.
Sharp still talking... And T. Morant,
talking trash,
dad,
dude.
Comes over, had an opportunity to talk to T. Morant.
Go get your daddy.
Get your mans out of here. So, I just want to read what exactly happened. Shannon Sharp, in a later interview, he was talking to, I believe, ESPN, and this is a quote from him. It says, "They don't want this smoke, Dave. They do all the talking and jockeying, and I ain't about that jockeying. It started with Dylan Brooks. I said he was too small to guard LeBron. He said, F me. I said, F you back. He started to come at me, and I said, you don't want these problems." How old is Shannon Sharp?
He's in the 50s, 60s. He's up there, man. He's
like he said,
there,
though, he's jacked.
Yeah.
He says, and then Ja came out of nowhere talking. He definitely didn't want these problems. Then the dad came out, and he obviously didn't want no problems, but I wanted anything they had. Don't let these fools fool you now. That's what Shannon Sharp said. So some players responded to the Shannon Sharp incident, too. Dylan Brooks said, "I ain't talking about that. You can ask him. He's the blogger. Whatever he is, I don't really care about all that." He also called Shannon Sharp a regular pedestrian. Then LeBron James commented. He said, "I ride with Shannon 365 days, 36 on a leap year, 24/7, so that's my guy. I always got his back, and he's got mine. He can talk with the best of them for sure." So LeBron is standing up for Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp, he put up some numbers for that game, I guess, online, man. A little bit of it went viral.
Yeah.
He was pushing and shoving people around, I guess. And later on, though, people were saying he went back and kind of apologized and made up with, like, the people.
Well, I'm sure his PA and all that were like, "Hey, man, you need to, like, do this," right?
Yeah.
He knows what's online for him, too. He's, like, he's a high-profile person. Like, you can't be doing that kind of stuff, right?
Maybe he was a little tuned up, you know? Maybe he was feeling good. He was a little – he had some alcohol going.
I mean, there's a as jacked as he is and as old as he is, I'm saying he's probably also, like, roiding a little bit here and there. I would just guess.
No. Yeah. How dare you?
Hey, this is a whole topic with Joe Rogan, too, right? So
I suppose, yeah.
You know, a lot of more people are doing it than people say they are.
Can you say roiding or is testosterone therapy? Maybe they're just on test.
Maybe. I don't know. But, I mean, I'm not saying he is. I don't personally know.
Is roiding and TRT the same thing? Maybe.
Yeah.
Probably, right?
It all has to do with this. It's the way people say TRT instead of saying steroids to, like, make it sound better.
Roiding sounds way worse than just saying, "Oh, I'm on testosterone replacement therapy." But anyway, that's what's going on with the Lakers and the Grizzlies fight, apparently. It was really nothing. Shannon Sharp was talking a little bit of trash. He got up in some people's faces. Yeah, it got broken up. They made up, apparently, and Shannon Sharp, they pushed him into the tunnel, and over halftime, I think he sat out and cooled off, and he was able to come back out after halftime, and he was just fine.
It's crazy, though, what you can't get away with nowadays versus even with the Lakers, they had Meta World Peace. Do you remember when that happened? And he actually went into the stands and, like, punched a fan because, like, the fan was talking so much. He, like, jumped over the chairs and, like, got up and, like, hit him. And, like, and then he – and, like, he just got fined for some games. But, like, if you did that today, like, in the sports world today, I feel like you just wouldn't be playing anymore. Like, I feel like they're definitely more harsh on that stuff now than they used to be.
Or don't you just have to settle in court? Like, the person that you punch just gets rich overnight.
But it gets so media, like, anything. Like, look at the football stuff. Like, they're like, he's got – so I'm surprised some people still stay in it because other people get, like, banished for good, you know.
That is true.
But I feel like it's definitely more strict now than it was.
Yeah.
But they – I mean, sports like to – at the same time, it's a popularity. Like, it makes you famous, right? Like, yeah, you get more views.
You want to have a little bit of drama with stuff like this. Me personally, I
wish you would have punched somebody. I wish they would have gotten a big rage fight, like both teams against each other.
A little skirmish just to show us that you all still have some balls. The higher ups have
not just talk. You can walk the walk.
Yeah, man. Give us something. But yeah, I don't know. I don't even watch basketball. This just kind of caught my attention. So to all you basketball NBA fans out there, here you go. You finally caught BTG Squad talking sports.
Hey, I like sports.
We got to do a little more of it, apparently.
Yeah.
People want to hear it. All right.
All right. On top of that, watch playoffs, watch football, NFL's on.
Yeah.
Go Cowboys. Niners.
Oh. Go Niners. Jesus.
Peace.
Catch you in the next video.
Where are the aliens? Maybe they're among us. I don't know.